Magic the Gathering The Hobbit Beginner on Ramp 2026. What to buy, learn, sleeve, and say before your first table. Robert here. Pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Start free at a participating game store with a The Hobbit Welcome Deck and Magic Academy. If you want a first event, choose pre-release. If four friends want one self-contained draft night, buy draft night. If you mainly want packs, lands, and storage, buy the bundle. None of those is a retail two-deck starter set. For a private two-player lesson at home, the Final Fantasy Starter Kit remains the cleaner bridge into Magic. Magic does not frighten newcomers because tapping a land is intellectually ferocious. It frightens them because experienced players compress 20 years of vocabulary, etiquette, formats, products, and tiny gestures into a game that appears to be moving normally. The Hobbit is a lovely door into that world, but the shelf is not self-explanatory. A bundle looks welcoming and contains no finished deck. A collector booster looks important and is the worst possible teaching product. A free welcome deck looks modest and is often the smartest first choice. This is Puzzlewick's patient museum guide route across the moat. We will use four pillars: lore to make the cards memorable, collecting to stop random purchases from becoming a cardboard weather system, mechanical intelligence to make the first table readable, and accessories to protect what deserves protection. You do not need to memorize Magic before joining a table. You need one functional route, six table skills, and the confidence to say, "I am new, please tell me when I have priority." The short answer: start free before buying the impressive box. The cleanest Hobbit on Ramp is Magic Academy at a participating local game store. Wizards scheduled the Hobbit's Academy season from August 14 through September 24, 2026, using five 40-card monocolor welcome decks. The Learn to Play session uses those decks to teach turns, mana, creatures, and combat in a controlled setting. The deck building session moves into six play boosters and teaches the bridge from opening cards to making a functional deck. That route solves the problem most beginner products quietly hand back to you: finding another learner, interpreting the rules, and knowing whether your deck is legal. The welcome deck is not a toy version of Magic. It is a deliberately narrow version, which is exactly what a first lesson needs. Choose the color whose mood appeals to you, play enough turns to see creatures attack and spells resolve, then ask the staff what the next beginner-friendly event is. If you want to learn privately with one other person, The Hobbit does not currently have a retail two-deck starter kit. The Magic: The Gathering Final Fantasy Starter Kit does. It contains two fixed 60-card decks and is the more practical home lesson. The art invitation is different. The rules bridge is excellent. Our Cloud vs. Sephiroth beginner guide walks through that first duel without turning the evening into a certification exam. Choose your first road: lesson, event, draft, or collection. There are four sensible first roads, and they lead to different evenings. Magic Academy is the low-pressure rules lesson. Pre-release is the supported first event. You open six play boosters, build at least 40 cards, and play with other people discovering the set. Draft night is a four-person box for a pick two draft at home. The bundle is a tidy collection beginning with nine play boosters, lands, a promo, a spin-down die, and a storage box. Notice what is absent: buy the most expensive sealed object. Collector boosters are entertainment for people who understand premium treatments and risk. A play booster box is inventory for many openings, drafts, or a group. A bundle is a little pantry. Draft night is dinner. Pre-release is the village feast, where someone else has already found the chairs. For a first pre-release deck, begin with roughly 17 lands and 23 spells, usually in two colors. Favor creatures that affect the board, removal that answers a problem, and a curve that actually casts spells before the dragon arrives to find everyone still sorting their sideboard. This is community shorthand, not a lore. If your card pool or mana fixing clearly supports a different shape, ask for help and adjust. How do you know enough to join the table? You are ready before you feel ready. You do not need the comprehensive rules in your bloodstream. You need to understand six practical things: lands make mana, mana pays costs, permanents remain on the battlefield, creatures normally wait a turn before attacking. Combat has an attacker, blocker, damage rhythm, and some spells or abilities can be used in response before another object resolves. You should also know the basic turn, untap, upkeep, draw, first main phase, combat, second main phase, end. Say the phases aloud during your first games. That is not childish. It is a strong habit that prevents skipped opportunities and helps the other player understand when you are passing priority. The final skill is social. Ask before advancing when you are unsure. Any response before this resolves, and may I move to combat, are table-friendly phrases. A player who communicates clearly and needs help is easier to play with than a silent player who knows more rules but sweeps past every window. At a sanctioned event, call a judge when something is unclear. Judges are not disciplinary whether they are the rules desk. Explain what happened without trying to win the story, let both players speak, and accept the ruling. Knowing when to ask is part of knowing how to play. The first store script and the etiquette nobody prints on the box use this sentence at the counter. I am new, I understand the basics, but I am still slow on interactions and triggers. Is there a beginner event or someone playing a stock deck tonight? It tells the store what you need, gives a potential opponent the right expectation, and prevents you from wandering into the sharp end of a competitive testing session because the chairs happen to be open. Before a casual Commander game, add, this is an unchanged pre-constructed deck. I am learning the table. What power level are you playing? Power level numbers are famously imprecise, but the conversation still exposes whether the table expects pre-cons, tuned synergy, fast combo, or tournament level efficiency. Ask before touching another person's cards. Keep food and open drinks away from the battlefield. Announce life total changes and game actions. Keep your lands together, creatures forward, graveyard visible, and tokens distinct from real cards. If you miss a trigger, say so immediately rather than performing amateur archaeology 3 turns later. Most importantly, do not apologize after every question. Ask once, listen, and continue. A good table would rather answer a clear question than repair a hidden misunderstanding. The social contract is not never slow us down. It is help everyone understand the shared game state. HOB versus HOC, the legality code on the bottom of the card, the set code matters. Cards marked HOB belong to the Hobbit set and entered standard with the 2026 release. Cards marked HOC belong to the Commander release. New HOC cards are designed for Commander and are legal in Commander, Legacy, and Vintage. Reprints remain legal in any format where that card is already legal. This is why it came from a Hobbit product is not enough to determine where it can be played. A Commander-focused card from an HOC product does not become standard legal because the art shares a mountain with the main set. Check the set code, then verify the exact card in an official database or Scryfall before buying it for a format deck. For a beginner, the practical rule is simple. Play the product as sold first. A pre-release pool is used in that event. A draft night pool is used in that draft. A complete Commander deck is used at a Commander table. When you begin mixing products into a constructed deck, check the intended format before checkout rather than after sleeving. What each Hobbit product actually does play boosters are the flexible default pack for draft, sealed play, and opening. A sealed play booster box is sensible for a group planning several drafts or a collector who consciously wants many packs. It is not a finished deck, and it is not the efficient way to acquire one exact card. The bundle is the most approachable personal collection box. 9 play boosters, lands, a promotional card, a spin-down life counter, and storage. It is satisfying, organized, and still not playable by itself. Buy it when the opening ritual and a tidy first Hobbit shelf a part of the pleasure. The gift bundle adds a collector booster and premium lands to the bundle formula. It is the better celebratory present and the worse economy lesson. Buy it for the upgraded unboxing, not because the extra premium pack makes a dependable financial instrument. Cardboard has many powers, guaranteeing appreciation is not among them. Draft Night scene boxes and the premium dragon at the end of the tunnel. Draft Night is the strongest Amazon purchase for four curious friends. The box contains 12 play boosters, one collector booster, 90 basic lands, and tokens for a pick two draft. Everyone chooses two cards from each pack before passing, which keeps the evening moving and gives new drafters more visible options. It is an experience box. Open, draft, build, play. Scene boxes are display and play collectibles. Each contains 6 traditional foil scene cards, 6 art-only display cards, 3 play boosters, and a paper easel. Buy Crack the Plates or Treasures of Smaug because you want that 6-card panorama and its included cards. Do not treat the easel as evidence that the cards have become retirement planning. Collector boosters concentrate premium treatments. Wizard states that only collector boosters can contain one of roughly 500 serialized gleaming gold Smaug cards. That makes the chase culturally important and statistically brutal. A collector booster is a luxury opening, not a beginner requirement, deck building curriculum, or reasonable method for acquiring a specific playable card. Protect the cards without buying a museum vault for a deck you actually play. Begin with opaque matte sleeves. Dragon Shield matte remains the durable, slightly thicker workhorse. Ultimate Guard Katana is the smoother premium shuffle alternative. Both are credible tournament sleeves. Buy one fresh package for the entire deck and sideboard, keep several identical spares, and replace split or visibly marked sleeves before an event. Choose the box by how you sleeve and travel. The GameGenic Sidekick 100+ XL has a soft textile finish around a rigid case, a microfiber lining, and a removable magnetic cover. It is not a floppy softshell bag. A rigid shell such as the Ultimate Guard Boulder is compact and difficult to crush. A GameGenic Bastion 100+ XL is the better transparent hard case when a double-sleeved commander deck or thicker inner sleeves make a standard 100-count box uncomfortably tight. The number printed on a box is not a treaty. Test the actual sleeved deck, tokens, and dividers before trusting the lid. A playmat keeps card edges away from rough or sticky tables and makes pickup easier. A side-loading zip binder is the sensible home for valuable cards you are not playing. For a genuinely expensive single, use a soft inner sleeve plus a rigid top loader or one-touch holder appropriate to the card. Do not force a card into protection that is too tight. Perfect fit inner sleeves are useful for valuable cards that still need to be played, especially around drinks, frequent shuffling, or humid conditions. They also make decks thicker. Do not double sleeve 5 special cards and single sleeve the rest. Inconsistent thickness can make cards identifiable. Protect the whole playable deck consistently or protect the valuable card outside the deck. Store cards upright or flat in a stable, dry room away from direct sunlight. Do not spend premium protection money on every low-value common before you know what you are keeping. The first protection budget follows use and replacement risk, not the fear that every card is secretly a golden dragon. Binder, playmat, and the collection that remains findable, a zippered side-loading binder, is worth buying when you have cards you want to browse, trade, or keep separated from bulk. Put one card per pocket, avoid overstuffing, and organize by set, color, or deck destination. The exact taxonomy matters less than being able to find a card without emptying 4 bundle boxes onto the carpet. A playmat is a nice-to-have that becomes a must-have on questionable surfaces. It gives you a clean zone, cushions pickups, and visually separates your battlefield from the natural geography of a public table. A plain high contrast mat is often better for learning than a very busy illustration because card edges, tapped orientation, and zones remain readable. Keep a small bulk box for playable commons and uncommons, labeled dividers for colors or sets, and a separate review section for cards you do not yet understand. That last category is useful. It turns confusion into a future deck building session instead of a random purchase. Your first 30 days, from one lesson to a table you recognize week 1, attend Magic Academy, or play three open-handed games with a fixed beginner deck. Learn the turn, zones, attacking, blocking, and the difference between a permanent and a spell. Do not upgrade anything yet. Week 2, attend pre-release or build 140-card sealed deck from 6 play boosters. Lay out creatures by mana value before cutting. Start near 17 lands, favor 2 colors, and ask someone to review the final cuts. Photograph the finished pool and deck so you can reconstruct the lesson later. Week 3, decide what you actually enjoyed. If it was discovering cards, schedule draft night. If it was building a coherent 60-card deck, choose a current format and use Scryfall to check exact text and legality. If it was a social 4-player table, borrow or buy one complete commander deck and tell the table it is unmodified. Week 4, buy singles for the first purposeful changes. Keep a short game log, cards stranded in hand, turns with unused mana, threats you could not answer, and cards you were always happy to draw. Upgrade the bottleneck rather than the logo. You have now crossed from opening products into mechanical intelligence. At the end of the month, you should own fewer things than an anxious shopping spree would have produced, but every item should have a job. That is how a collection becomes a game rather than storage with fantasy illustrations. The Jargon Index, magic words translated into table language battlefield, the shared play area where permanents remain. Action Queue, keep creatures, lands, and other permanents in consistent zones. Cast, pay a spell's costs and put it on the stack. Action Queue, announce the card and what it targets, then give opponents a response window. Permanent, a card or token that stays on the battlefield, such as a land, creature, artifact, enchantment, or planeswalker. Instants and sorceries normally do their job and go to the graveyard. Priority, permission to take a game action before the game moves on or the top object on the stack resolves. Action queue, ask any response, instead of racing ahead. The stack, the waiting line for spells and abilities. The newest object normally resolves first. Action queue, do not move cards to the graveyard until responses are finished and the object resolves. Resolve, carry out a spell or abilities instructions. Action queue, confirm nobody has a response, then follow the card in order. Trigger, an ability that begins with language such as when, whenever, or at. Action queue, announce your own triggers when their event occurs. Summoning sickness, the nickname for the rule that normally prevents a creature from attacking or using an activated ability with the tap symbol unless it has been under your control since your most recent turn began. Action queue, rotate or separate new creatures until your next turn. Mulligan, replace an opening hand using the format's mulligan procedure. Action queue, keep a hand because it functions, not because one famous card is staring heroically from 5 uncastable companions. Mana curve, the distribution of costs in a deck. Action queue, sort prospective deck cards by mana value and check that the deck can act early. Removal, a spell or ability that neutralizes an opposing threat by destroying, exiling, bouncing, or otherwise answering it. Bomb, a high-impact card that can dominate a game if unanswered. The term is common in limited discussion. It is praise, not a card type. Limited formats such as sealed and draft, where you build from cards opened for that event. Constructed formats where you bring a deck built in advance. Standard, a rotating constructed format using specified recent sets. Check current legality rather than relying on the year printed in an old article. Commander, a multiplayer singleton format normally built around a legendary commander and a 100-card color identity deck. A commander product is not automatically legal in standard. Precon, a pre-constructed, ready-to-play deck. A bundle, booster display, and scene box are not precons. Sideboard, additional cards used between games of a match under that format's rules. In many tournament-constructed formats, it is up to 15 cards. Limited events use the cards in your pool that are not in the main deck. Best of 3, a match where the first player to win 2 games wins the match, usually with sideboarding between games. Final verdict, start with the free Magic Academy and Hobbit Welcome Deck route when possible. Choose pre-release for a supported first event, draft night for four friends, and the bundle for a personal collection start. Do not buy collector boosters to learn, and do not mistake any booster product for a ready-to-play deck. Sleeve the deck you use, box what travels, binder what you collect, and bring the first store script instead of an apology. Frequently asked questions. What should a complete beginner buy first for Magic? The Gathering, The Hobbit? Start with a free Hobbit Welcome Deck and Magic Academy if a participating store is available. For a first paid event, choose pre-release. For four friends at home, Draft Night is the clearest self-contained experience purchase. Is there a The Hobbit 2-player starter kit? No retail 2-deck Hobbit starter kit was part of the 2026 product line reviewed for this guide. The free Welcome Deck program teaches beginners in stores. For two fixed home learning decks, use the Final Fantasy starter kit. Can I play with the Hobbit bundle immediately? Number the bundle contains packs, lands, a promo, a spin-down counter, and storage, but not a finished legal deck. Is Draft Night good for complete beginners? Yes, when at least one person can teach drafting and deck construction. It is best for four players and includes the packs, lands, and tokens needed for its Pick 2 draft experience. What is the difference between HOB and HOC cards? HOB is the main The Hobbit set and entered standard. HOC is the Commander release. New HOC cards are legal in Commander, Legacy, and Vintage, while reprints keep their normal legality. Are collector boosters worth it for a new player? Usually not. They are premium treatment luxury packs and the exclusive route to the serialized Gleaming Gold Smaug Chase, but they are not an efficient teaching product or method for getting exact deck cards. How many lands should I play at the Hobbit pre-release? 17 lands and 23 spells is a useful starting point for a 40-card sealed deck. Adjust for your mana curve, colors, fixing, and unusual card pool after asking an experienced player to review the build. What accessories does a new Magic player actually need? Opaque sleeves and a deck box are the first purchases for a deck you play. Choose Dragon Shield or Katana sleeves by shuffle feel. Choose a Boulder or Bastion for rigid travel protection and a Vault X Exotech for a softer magnetic case. Add a playmat for public surfaces and a zippered side-loading binder for collectible cards. Use rigid holders only for genuinely valuable singles. Do I need to understand the stack before my first game? You need only the practical version. Spells and abilities wait in a last-in, first-out line, and players may respond before the top object resolves. Deeper edge cases can wait. What should I say when joining my first Magic table? Say that you are new, understand the basics, and are still slow on interactions and triggers. Tell a commander table if your deck is an unchanged pre-con and ask what kind of power level they are playing. Should I buy boosters or singles? Buy boosters for draft, sealed, discovery, or the fun of opening. Buy singles when you need exact cards for a deck. Can the Hobbit cards be used with Final Fantasy cards? Cards can be mixed when they are legal in the same format and satisfy that format's deck construction rules. Check each exact card's legality rather than assuming all crossover products share formats.